Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've done a hell of a job all season long of protecting our home court. I don't think we've lost a game at home in the playoffs as of yet. And we know Sunday night's going to be a hell of a challenge. So proud of our guys for going out there and getting the win. Michael Porter, double-double. Jamal Murray, double-double. Nikola, triple-double. I felt Aaron Gordon's play on both ends of the floor in that first half really set the tone. And I thought Bruce was really good off the bench. So this was everybody stepping up, doing their job, but knowing that we can all be a lot better come Sunday.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is the voice of Michael Malone. He is the coach of the Denver Nuggets, and they won game one, and they have won every game one on their home floor in these playoffs. And unfortunately for the Heat, they now have lost a game one. They had won every game one on the road. We are delighted to welcome in our friend Steve Ashburner from NBA.com, the senior writer. He's in Denver for the finals. He joins us on the Busey Bank Score Hotline, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we appreciate it, buddy. You know, I got to tell you, watching that game last night and watching the way that that Jokic began, Nikola Vukic, Jokic deciding to let the game come to him. We were talking about it this morning. Normally, you see a guy get to his first finals, he can't wait to make his imprint on the game. This was a guy that showed remarkable patience, waited until the end of the quarter to get his first points, finishes with a triple-double as he does. Just an extraordinary performance.
Yeah, that's one thing I think that people around the NBA are pleased, and particularly Denver Nuggets fans, that Jokic now has this stage. I mean, the guy's already won, two MVPs. And, I mean, he didn't do that on smoke and mirrors, and just the fact that the voters paid attention. He's been terrific for a while. He was a solid candidate this year. He almost seemed to lose interest in pushing individually toward that late in the season, and Joel Embiid won from Philadelphia. But, I mean, Jokic, it's no surprise to me that he sort of eased his way into his first finals game, because it's kind of how he plays. I mean, he ended up, what did he take? He took 12 shots, all right? This is a double MVP who took 12 shots and got a triple-double in the game. I mean, he finds his teammates. That's when he's at his best. He kind of relegated Miami's zone to something that they had to only go to as their secret weapon when he wasn't on the floor, because he can pick that sort of thing apart. And it's very refreshing to, look, I love Giannis Antetokounmpo up in Milwaukee, but, to see him sort of rear back and charge at the wall of defenders time and time and time and time again, that's as monotonous and tough to watch as, a bevy of three-pointers that are clanging off the rim. So Jokic is he plays, they call this the beautiful game when it's played right. And I mean, he's right in there. He's grown up with this game and learned it in a way different from a lot of our stars.
Agree, Steve. And the Nuggets made it look easy, so I don't know if this would have made a difference. But how do you explain all five Heat starters? None of them went to the free throw line. And the Heat, as a team, only shot an NBA record low two free throws all night long.
Yeah, that made no sense to me. I mean, I was agog at that stat. This is a team that prides itself on playing forceful basketball. I mean, Jimmy Butler, his most reliable weapon is to, get defenders into bad position and end up getting to the foul line. And for him not to get a free throw in the entire game, this is the kind of thing that always amazes me about sports, though, where you know, a team at the, you know, in the press conference afterwards, they'll look at the stat sheet or they'll just reflect on what happened. Well, we needed to play harder. We needed to do this. We needed to do that. And it's like, while it's going on, does that dawn on anybody over there? There's a bunch of guys holding clipboards. You know, does anybody say, hey, guys, just get to the line this trip down. Don't do anything else. Just force them to foul. You know, and to end up with two free throws, I'd never seen anything like that. And then when I saw that that was an NBA record low, that made sense. It's just so out of character for the Heat. I mean, it's beyond blaming a referee crew. And, you know, and I didn't hear anything like that yet, although I'm sure Miami fans are going to feel like, you know, they're put upon that way. But that's an area to me that has to change. I mean, it can't help but change. You don't set a record again that way. But, it stuns me that they would just rely so much on bad three-point shooting. But good, you know what, good for the Nuggets to be able to defend, not put themselves in position to even give the referees an opportunity to blow whistles, you know, for fouls.
What, you know, Jimmy Butler, and I don't, he hasn't played particularly well, maybe the last five games against Boston. And certainly he didn't get it done in this game. And he looked tired, Steve. I don't know. Is that the, the fact that they're in Denver and it's a mile high? It was weird that Jimmy didn't look like playoff Jimmy.
Well, I mean, the first thing I'd say is that did look like a game between a team that was rested.
Yes.
You know, Denver swept its way into the finals, and a team that had to go seven games and played Monday night and then, you know, and then flew across to Denver to the, you know, the altitude and anything else you want to load onto that. I guess you can almost spot Miami one game, but I know what you're saying. Now, Butler, you know, a few games ago rolled his ankle, and I think, or he might have had a teammate fall or step on his ankle. Anyway, you know, that's been brought up as a reason that he might not seem to have the same energy. But I give Aaron Gordon credit too. I mean, Aaron Gordon, you know, he was known mostly as a dunker. I mean, I think he's had the best dunk I've ever seen in my life in that one dunk contest, all-star competition against Zach LaVine, where he took the ball. He sort of sat in midair and took the ball under both legs before he dunked. But he is now a real serviceable player, and he was a borderline all-star at that point in this season. And he's not, you know, it's not all about scoring, and he was able to play Jimmy Butler and defend him and not foul him. And so that was pretty important as well. But no, I mean, look, Butler tries to play like Jokic many nights himself, where I want to get my teammates going. And then in the fourth quarter, that's my time. I'm going to take over. You can't be that selective at this stage. I mean, you're playing from an eighth seed spot. You're taking on the best in the West. Yeah, you've already dumped the Bucks and the Celtics, but you know, you've got to play a full game in the finals. And so I think we'll see a far more aggressive Jimmy Butler for game two however long the series is, you know, still to go.
So Jokic is one of one, so it's impossible to duplicate his impact, you know, across the league. But when teams look at how the Nuggets are winning, and you referred to it as a beautiful brand of basketball, and it really is when things are clicking as they were last night, are there takeaways? Will there be teams trying to mimic this style of play? Can that be duplicated around the league?
Yeah, right, the copycat league thing. Well, you know, first get a 7-footer with the vision and the instincts and everything else that Jokic has. And then, you know, sure, it's like how to live like a millionaire in Paris. You know, first you get $1 million, then I don't know about that. Here to me is the nugget for the Heat. And not something I necessarily look forward to if this were to play out. But in the 5 minutes Jokic sat last night, Miami outscored Denver by 9 points. So if he doesn't play a game, that means what? They win by 86. It's the more you get him off the floor. So foul trouble, potential injury. You know, as forceful as Miami can play, and some of the things that a guy like Kyle Lowry might be willing to do to get into Jokic's legs. You know, I would worry about that. That if Jokic isn't out there, and that's been a trend his whole, you know, really in his prime now with Denver, and certainly this season when he was on when he was off the floor, the Nuggets were like 10 points worse than when he's on the floor. So, you know, he ended up having to play 40 minutes or so. So it's really a that to me is a concern, a foul trouble being the primary thing. Now, if he's just so determined that he's not going to, and maybe that's why Bam Adebayo had, you know, a bigger game. And, you know, we'll see. The other thing people talk about is that Haywood Highsmith came in and had some good minutes on Jokic. Well, you know what? Remember the Lakers series? Rui Hachimura came in, and that was supposed to be, oh, hey, we discovered something here.
Right.
Denver might be in trouble because now Anthony Davis could be a roamer defensively and help out, and Hachimura could handle Jokic, and that did not go anywhere, and I would expect the Highsmith thing to be the same.
Just on the way out, Steve, what's the more absurd idea, that the Joker is the greatest passing big man since Bill Walton, or the single greatest European-born player ever?
Wow. Well, I'm with you on the best passing big man since Walton. I mean, I think those two guys are head and shoulders, you know, at the top of that pile. Yeah, I mean, you know, Dirk Nowitzki, please let's not forget,
yep,
you know, the career he had. He'll be in the Hall of Fame as of August. And, you know, so that's still a ways to go.
Yep.
Dirk won one MVP, and this guy's got two, so he's making his case. I don't know that either of those is very absurd. You can argue those both pretty effectively.
Steve, thanks to Todd. Great catching up. They really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Steve.
You're always welcome.
That is Steve Ashburner, senior writer from NBA.
Seen a lot of basketball. It's a good point. And I do think that by the time his career is over, he'll be able to make the claim that you just said. He'll be the best European player ever. Because his numbers will be better in terms of MVPs and likely titles.
And he's already up there with Bill Walton.
You love that one.
I love that one.
You love that one because you threw that out there earlier in the week.
I did.
And I was like, yeah, let me think about it. Now that Ashburner gave you the endorsement, you're like, yeah.
You know me well.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we got the Coom Dog. Ron Coomer joins us next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.